In collaboration with Arizona Public Media, KJZZ has been covering the most consequential races this primary election season. And today, the race for state attorney general, which is one of the most crowded fields on Arizona's primary ballots. And as KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young reports, recent Supreme Court decisions have put this down-ballot race in the spotlight.
Democratic primary voters have just one choice for attorney general. Chris Mays is running unopposed. But Republican voters will choose their nominee from six candidates: Lacey Cooper, Rodney Glassman, Andrew Gould, Don Grove, Abraham Hamaday, and Tiffany Shedd.
It really is an important position, and I think this primary will be particularly important with so many people running.
Valina Beattie is a professor with the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU. The Attorney General's office provides legal representation for the state and all state government agencies. Beattie says the office is actually made up of hundreds of lawyers, but they all answer to the elected official at the top.
So the Attorney General is the one who is setting the policies, who's really setting the trajectory for what the office wants to accomplish.
The six Republicans vying for a nomination have each made border security central to their platforms. But it's another issue entirely that has brought increased attention to the race.
Conservative justices striking down nearly 50 years of abortion rights in America. President Biden declaring it a sad.
Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Arizona's current Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, has sought to revive a statute from Arizona's territorial days that bans abortion in almost all circumstances.
With Roe overturned, the pre-Roe law now is enforceable. Attorney General Brnovich made the right call.
Kathy Herod is president of the Center for Arizona Policy. Her organization has been working for decades to see Roe v. Wade overturned. Now that that's a reality, Herod says she's paying close attention to the race for attorney general because she wants the next AG to continue Brnovich's push to enforce Arizona's abortion ban. The six Republicans running for the nomination have each indicated they would uphold state laws that limit access to the procedure.
This is an issue for the states, for people to decide.
Defend life and be pro-life.
Abortion, you know, would be illegal with the exception of the life.
But Mays, the lone Democrat, says she would not. She says laws that attempt to restrict abortion access in Arizona are in violation of the right to privacy guaranteed by the state constitution. Abortion rights supporters see an opportunity there.
These races are absolutely crucial.
Claire Knipe is political director for Arizona List. The group's mission has always been to back pro-choice women running for office. But in the days after the Supreme Court's abortion ruling came down, Arizona List zeroed in on the race for attorney general, telling supporters one of the most important things they can do to protect abortion rights in the state is to elect Mays.
Even if we aren't able to flip the legislature, even if we don't get the governor's seats and couldn't veto bills, she would still have the ability to stop some of this prosecuting and be able to protect folks here in Arizona.
Polling from OH Predictive Insights suggests 9 out of 10 Arizona voters do want abortion to remain legal, at least in some circumstances in the state. Mike Noble, the firm's chief of research, says Republicans have advantages going into this election. But in recent weeks, this issue has narrowed the enthusiasm gap between the parties.
This definitely is the kick in the side that Democrats need to compete with Republicans at the ballot box.
Noble says in November's general election, abortion access is likely to be an important talking point for candidates up and down the ballot. But the attorney general, more than other offices up for election, will have powers of enforcement. If Arizona's top law enforcement officer says the state will or won't prosecute doctors for providing abortions, Beattie says that's likely to be more than just a campaign slogan.
That is both messaging and it's also can change the reality of it.
Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.